الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions. In continuations of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and ethics. So today we're going to address the hijrah from Mecca to Medina and the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described al-muhajirin, the immigrants, from Mecca to Medina. So last time we talked about information about what happened during the hijrah from leaving the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and among the disbelievers standing outdoor the house to kill the Prophet, and the Prophet just passed between them and he recited Surah Yasin, and he put dust in the head of each of the disbelievers standing to kill him. And then he went to Abu Bakr, and he moved to Ghar al-Thawr, and even the disbelievers arrived to Ghar al-Thawr, right in front of Ghar al-Thawr, and even Abu Jahl was telling everybody, I swear, I can tell that Muhammad is hearing us, but we can't see him. And Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he say, when somebody asks, look for the what's inside the cave, Umayyah ibn Khalaf said, what you think of this cave entrance with all this web and dove around it? Even that's in the age of Muhammad. Nobody got into the cave years ago. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion Abu Bakr was inside the cave. So this are miracles here. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through and met the lady Umm Ma'bad with nothing, no food, no drinks, but he saw a sheep inside, weak, and he just put his hand on the sheep and said Bismillah, and he milked the sheep and he let the lady to drink, Umm Ma'bad, and the companion to drink. Another miracles. And moved again, and Suraq ibn Malik, who tried to capture the Prophet to get the reward from the disbelievers of Mecca Quraysh, 100 camels. And he arrived to them and he saw them face to face, and the front foot of the horse stuck in the ground, and several times, and Suraqah realized that this Prophet, this Muhammad, is a Prophet and he is protected from Allah. And he asked Suraqah coming to kill the Prophet or to capture him, then he would ask the Prophet to give him a beast, to give him safety, and when his matter will appear. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised him that he's going to wear the crown of Kisra. And Suraqah, surprised, saying Kisra, the king of Persia, said yes. And now here the Prophet is leaving alone with Abu Bakr, and giving the promise to Suraqah that he's going to wear the crown of Kisra. And this exactly happened. During the time of Umar ibn Khattab, when the Kisra things came, and one of these items was the crown of Kisra, and Suraqah wore the crown and moved around the Medina and say, Alhamdulillah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is truthful, and now the Prophet is moving to Medina. Moving to Medina, and he went to Quba, and he stayed there for some time. He established the first masjid in Islam in Quba, nearby Medina, and the people came to meet the Prophet, and even at that time, some people they did not recognize, they didn't know the Prophet, and Abu Bakr was standing and the Prophet was sitting. And even the people was greeting Abu Bakr. This will show how humble the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he arrived to the place that he knew this is the beginning of the establishment of the state of Islam. And Abu Bakr was standing and greeting the people. And the people realized who's Prophet Muhammad when the sun was on the Prophet, so Abu Bakr had the shade on the Prophet, so people never realized who was the Prophet. And then the time come that after almost 12 days, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded to Medina, and the Ansar came to protect the Prophet, and with the sword and weapons, they met the Prophet in a meeting that no meeting in the history like it. And it was like a feast for the people all over in Medina, receiving the Prophet, the greatest reception ever in the history. Chanting, praising Allah, and welcoming the Prophet. And everybody was happy, and they were wearing their new clothes. It was like a feast that nothing like it in the history. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived to Medina, and he chose to stay nearby the place where the camel itself stopped, because he said that this camel is ordered by Allah, and where the camel stopped, he chose the location to build the masjid, and also from his uncles, from his mother's side, he stayed there until he established the masjid. So now we're reaching the point that the Prophet arrived in Medina, and a new stage in the history of Islam started. Now we're going to just go back and kind of address some of the qualifications and the qualities of the al-Muhajirin. Now, the qualities of al-Muhajirin was stated in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised these people that who left their homes, their wealth, all what they own in Mecca for the sake of proceeding toward Medina, supporting the Prophet and preaching the message of Islam and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They left everything, even Suhaib Rumi, when he about to leave, Suhaib came to Mecca with nothing, but he accumulated wealth. And he was taking his wealth with him, but the Quraysh told him, you came here with nothing, if you wanted to leave, you leave with nothing. And even they took the horse from him. And he, for the sake of reaching the Prophet and being with the companions of the Prophet, he left everything. And all the Muslims from Mecca, the who migrated, they did the same. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, give some qualities for these muhajirin. One of these qualities was al-ikhlas, sincerity. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the poor immigrants who was forced out from their homes and their wealth. They seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and to support the Prophet in his mission. These are the faithful, these are the truthful Muslims. And also, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. That's all their game, goal is to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and al-Jannah. The second qualification was patience. So for about 13 years in Mecca, all these Muslims, they faced all this torture and all the troubles and all the hardship that they went through with patience. seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleasure and supporting the Prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl verse 1 to 110, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدَ مَا ظُلِمُوا لِنُبُوا أَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Now the people who immigrated after they were mistreated, they going to have glad tidings in this life, and what's in the hereafter is even much better. That's because that's reward for what they were doing. They were patient and they were dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them. And also in Surah Al-Nahl, ثم إن ربك الذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا في ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. So these immigrants who migrated from Mecca to Medina after the calamities that they've been through, and the hard work that they done, and also the patience that they were in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to forgive them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Other qualities was truthfulness, as-sidq. And this in Surah Al-Hashr, verse 8, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described all the Muslims that we left at Mecca that they are the most truthful, that they were forced out from their homes and from all their wealth, and they are truthful on what they went through. And also the other qualities was al-jihad wa-tadhiyah. They did their best and they sacrificed the most. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 20, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بَأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the people who migrated from Mecca, that who they were believing in Allah, and they immigrated for the sake of Allah, and they did their best for the sake of Allah, with their wealth and with their selves. They were ready to sacrifice their wealth and their selves. It's going to be a higher degree with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the winners. That they are the winners out of this. So this is other qualities was to be in the line of be victorious for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. They were there to be standing by and to have Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم victorious in his mission. And also Allah سبحانه وتعالى praised them, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى describing the believers, if you we're there to have the cause of Allah to be victorious, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to make you victorious and going to make you steadfast and strong in your mission. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلُمُوا لِنُبُوَّ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. This all this the depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. These who were patient and depended on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their main qualities is to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all their affairs. And also, وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran about the experiences of previous messengers, that Prophet Musa was advising his people to, if you believe in Allah, so depend on Allah. And you know that the companions of Prophet Musa, they give him hard time in all his mission. But alhamdulillah, the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were just under his commandment, and they would compete to obey him in all his matters. Nothing happened. So these companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were chosen, and they put the exemplary a way of obeying the Prophet and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. Always the believers فليتوكل المؤمنون. They depend on Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Also another qualities was hoping, الرجاء, that the believers was hoping in Allah سبحانه وتعالى. They're hoping Allah only. They do what they have to do, but always their hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the consequences in their favor. Bismillah ar-Rahman, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 218. Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hajaru wajahadu fi sabilillah ulaika yarjawna rahmatallahi wallahu ghafurun rahim. These who the believers who immigrated for the cause of Allah, ulaika yarjawna رحمت الله وأولئكهم والله غفور رحيم. Those who people that they hoping for the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى the most merciful, the most gracious. And also to the other qualities is to follow the prophets in the hardships. During the 13 years of in Mecca, the Muslims faced hardship that unbelievable. That they were even tortured, even some of them was killed, some of them was even they were forced to do things that no human would like, and if they find another way they will do it, but they still they kept patient because the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, and to follow the Prophet and to follow him in all the affairs. And they were just waiting for the permission of the Prophet to tell them where to go and what to do. Following, because you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is following the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he's standing by and to support the Prophet in all his affairs. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. So the Muhajirin and the Ansar that who follow the Prophet in his words and his actions in the hardships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to forgive them and going to give them the rewards. And that was in Ghazwat Tabuk. But this is an example of how when the companions follow the Prophet, so the consequences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will forgive their mistakes and that he will support them. And also another qualities, حق السبق في الإيمان والعمل يورث حيازة القدوة والسيادة. This means that the immigrants were serious about what they following the Prophet, and they were pioneers in helping the Prophet, and that by itself gave them the qualifications to be leaders afterwards. So after the matter of Islam came, the leaders who went out to spread the Islam was from these immigrants who followed the Prophet, and they were tested and they went through the hardship, and that gave them the qualifications after that to lead the way to spread Islam throughout the world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So the migrants they went through the passed the test. They went through the test, the very hard test, and they passed it, and they were qualified to lead the way to spread Islam throughout the world. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من سورة التوبة verse 100 والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى describing the pioneers of the immigrants and the pioneers from the Ansar, the helpers who supported the Prophet from Medina and they have the way ready for him to start to establish the state of Islam and the people who even do follow them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with them and also they are satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how great this description is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with them and they are satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they know that what's waiting for them is the paradise. And that is the great victory. The paradise is the reward for all their effort. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ وَقَاتَلَ أُولَئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Now, whatever they spend for the cause of Allah. Now, whoever spent before al-Fath, which is before al-Hijrah, that's different than who was spent after, because who was spent before Hijrah was there were difficulties, like Abu Bakr, who was put all his wealth under the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and the Prophet, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, all these such individuals, they have all their wealth ready for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These individuals, such individuals who spent before the Hijrah, they are higher ranked than whoever spent after that. Even whoever spent after that, they know for sure that success is going to happen, but the one before was doing it even with the situation harder and harder. But even for both of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward and will give them the al-husna, whatever they have done. But this ranked on how much the immigrant spent, like for instance, Abu Bakr took all his wealth with him. All his wealth with him. And his father, who was blind, went to his grandchildren and tell him, what did your father left? And the children, Asma and Aisha, they wanted just to make the grandfather calm. They put some rocks in a container and said, this is what he left. He left a lot of wealth for us. And he said, if he did that, so that's okay. So this is what is an example of the spending for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste that. That's going to be, it's like a business. You're doing business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you spend in his cause. And also, the qualities or the consequences going to be to have victorious ending. The matter is going to be victory for them in this life and the hereafter. So victory in this life, they're going to be victorious and the Islam spread through them, throughout the world. That's victory for them in this life and even accumulated wealth from all over, wherever they go. And the other wealth or the other victory is going to be in the hereafter. So the رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. So in this life, there's a victory, and in the afterlife, also is victory. And this would show the real faith that these individuals who migrated with the Prophet, they have a strong, real faith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوُوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing those who migrated from Mecca and went in the cause of Allah with the Prophet, and also the individuals who received them in Medina, al-Ansar, both of them, they worked together and they helped the Prophet to spread the da'wah, the oneness of Allah. Those are the victorious, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to do have mercy for them, have forgiveness for them, and they are the real faithful. So their iman, is their belief is strong and real. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had glad tidings for them in this life and also in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive their sins and also give them reward, even is changing their sins to good deeds. Like Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعَ عَمَلَ عَامِلٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. So this is how the consequences. What's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to waste the effort. Whatever for the sake of Allah is not going to be wasted. Whatever you do in business with Allah will never be wasted. So for these individuals, male or female, who migrated with the Prophet, and they were forced out from their homes, and they fought for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the word that He's going to forgive their sins, and is going to give them the paradise, and with all the rivers, and the great rewards going to be for them in the hereafter. And also their ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at them with a great ranks that they're going to have in both this life and in the hereafter. So their reward is a paradise. And the reward is they're going to stay in it forever. That's the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the immigrants with their patience, with their struggle with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of spreading the Islam. And also, on the other hand, some of the individuals who failed to follow the Prophet, they were sitting in Mecca afraid about their wealth, about their family. They did not immigrate with the Prophet, some of them. And even some of them, they returned back to the mushrikeen. They did not continue. So that's going to be the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be waiting for them. إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. These individuals who failed to follow the Prophet and they have that excuse that we are afraid about ourselves, we are afraid about our families, we are afraid about our wealth, and they were under the commandment of the disbelievers, when in the day of the judgment, you will be going to the hellfire, and the angel will tell them what happened to you. They say, we were weak. We cannot do anything. But then we'll tell him, when the earth was wide, so you can immigrate, and you go away from that, whoever will control in you, and whenever you immigrate, you will find wealth in that life, and the reward for Allah. So that was punishment for them because they failed to do what they supposed to do. They did not follow the Prophet. They give all kinds of excuses. They were hypocrites. But they ended up that they were from al-munafiqeen, the hypocrites, the al-kafirin, and they did not get the reward that the other who sacrificed their life and their wealth with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer, and of my descendants, our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of Majesty and Honor, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions. Praise to Allah, Lord of the creation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.